Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla, and we are learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. So we had said in the previous Mishnah that lahakel ulahachmir is min b'she'eino mino. So when you have a mixture that's sometimes chamor and sometimes kal, that's when you're talking about two unlike kinds. So what in the world does that mean? Lahakel ulahachmir min b'she'eino mino ketzad. What are we talking about? So it means the following. In Greece, in Shinas Bashlu Madashim, let's say you have truma beans that are cooked together with chulin adoshim, chulin lentils, so two unlike kinds. But you could taste the beans in the lentils. You could taste the truma beans in the lentils. So then I don't care if you have 100-to-1 ratio or not. If you could taste those beans in the lentils, then it's going to be asr. But ein behem benosin tam. But if the beans, the truma beans, do not give tam into the lentils, then bein sheish behem lalos bechulameya, bein shein behem lalos bechulameya. Mutter, then even if you don't have a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to the truma, the whole thing is going to be mutter. Meaning, the idea that you need a 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel truma is only true by a tarovus of min b'mino. When it comes to a tarovus of min b'she'eino mino, of two unlike kinds that are lach b'lach, that are emitting flavor to each other, you only have to look at tam ki ikr. You only need to look at the flavor. If there is flavor, then you have a problem. If there's no flavor of the truma in the chulin, then you don't have a problem. Now, Mishnah Ches. So, Mishnah Ches, and really Mishnah Tes also, is going to talk about what if you have chimutz that happens, but the chimutz didn't happen by just the effect of one item. The chimutz happened by the combination of two different items causing chimutz. So says the Mishnah, so'or shel chulin shenafel l'tochi, so you have chulin yeast or sourdough that falls into a chulin dough, v'yesh bo kedei l'chametz, and there's enough of it to cause chimutz, v'achar kach nafel so'or shel truma, so'or shel kelei kerem, and then a little more yeast of truma or kelei kerem came into the mixture, v'yesh bo kedei l'chametz, and that also alone would have been enough to cause the dough to rise. So asur, the dough is going to be asur, even though the mutter sa'or could have done the job, all right, it could have done the trick. The iser, the usher sourdough sped up the process of the chimutz, and therefore it's considered to be visible and it does not become batel. So to quickly review, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, and Mishnah Zayin, we said that when it comes to a tarovus of min b'she'eino mino of truma and chulin, we only look at nesinas tam. We don't even look at the whether you have a 100-to-1 ratio. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that if initially a sa'or of chulin falls into a chulin dough, and that would have been enough to cause the chimutz, and then the sa'or of truma falls into a chulin dough, and that also alone would have been enough to cause the chimutz, it's still going to be usher, even though the chimutz could have happened from the initial sa'or that fell in, which would not have been a problem, it's still going to be usher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll stop there, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes.